Education and Manpower Bureau, Territory-Wide System Assessment, 2007. Secondary 3, English Language, Listening. You are now listening to the listening component of the Territory-Wide System Assessment. Please adjust the volume of your CD player.
Part 1. Polly and her grandfather are talking about cowboys. You now have 1 minute to read this part. Listen to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5. When you hear a beep, tick the best answer. The conversation will be played once only. The conversation will begin now.
Polly, what's that book you're reading?
Oh, it's about cowboys.
Cowboys? I didn't know you were interested in cowboys.
Well, last week, my friend Jane and I watched an old film on TV. It was about cowboys. We liked the film and decided to learn more about cowboys. So, I borrowed this book from the library.
Say, did you know I was a cowboy many years ago?
You were a cowboy, Grandpa? Wow! I didn't know that.
Well, you see, I left Hong Kong not because I wanted to be a cowboy, but to see different parts of the world. I had just finished school, and a friend and I both bought tickets for a ship going to the United States. I had planned to travel for a few months before marrying your grandma, and then going to work in my dad's business.
Did you stay in the United States?
No. The ship was going to America, but it stopped off in Canada. I had an uncle who lived there, and he invited me to stay with him. So I ended up on a ranch in Canada.
Grandpa, what is a ranch?
It's like a large farm where cowboys keep their cattle. Many of them have animals like cows and horses on their land.
What did you do there?
I took care of a large herd of cattle. I thought it would be exciting to learn how to be a cowboy.
Yeah, that does sound exciting. Did you have to carry a gun?
Oh, yes. We had to carry a gun in case wild animals attacked us.
Did people use their guns to shoot other people?
Yes, I'm afraid there were a few bad people who did. They used guns to rob others. They were thieves, not cowboys.
Now answer questions 1 to 5. Question 1. What first got Polly interested in cowboys? Question 2. Grandpa left Hong Kong because he wanted to... Question 3. How did Grandpa become a cowboy? Question 4. Grandpa carried a gun to... Question 5. According to Grandpa, a ranch is... Now listen to the second part of the conversation and answer questions 6 to 10.
What was your job like, Grandpa?
Well, we had to take care of the cattle and keep them from getting lost. We also had to keep them out of danger.
Danger? What kind of danger?
Oh, many things could happen. The cattle could fall down steep mountainsides. They could be attacked by wild animals or even stolen by thieves.
Did you ever have to use your gun, Grandpa?
Yes, I did. I shot my gun only once. A mountain cat tried to attack one of the cows, but I scared it away when I fired my gun into the air.
How long did you work as a cowboy?
It was only supposed to be for a summer. But before I knew it, a few months turned into a year, and a year into 2 years.
That's a long time, Grandpa. Wasn't Grandma waiting for you to marry her?
She sure was. She might have waited even longer if I hadn't been thrown off my horse and broken my leg. However, after 3 weeks in hospital, I decided I had better return to Hong Kong before Grandma married someone else.
What a story, Grandpa! I had no idea you worked as a cowboy. No one ever told me.
Well, now you know. Next time, I'll tell you even more interesting stories.
Now, answer questions 6 to 10. Question 6. According to Grandpa, which one of the following is a danger to cattle? Question 7. What did Grandpa do to the mountain cat? Question 8. How long did Grandpa work as a cowboy? Question 9. Why did Grandpa return to Hong Kong? Question 10. Arrange the following events in the correct order. Write the number 2 to 5 in the correct box. Number 1 has been done as an example. This is the end of part one. Part two. Tom is listening to a speaker at a fundraising event. You now have 1 minute to read this part. Listen to the speech. As you listen, complete the chart below. The answers may not be in the same order in the chart as in the speech. Also, use the important information about the charity run to complete the task. The speech will be played once only. The speech will begin now.
On behalf of the Cancer Fighting Foundation, I would like to thank you for your interest and support in the charity run. The charity run will include two events: the fun run and the competitors run. The fun run is for children, parents, the elderly, and wheelchair participants. This run is open to 615 runners, and the route will take you past gardens and fountains. The race will begin at the entrance to the park on Kennedy Road, and the length of the route is 4 kilometres. The competitors' run is more challenging. A maximum of 350 runners will be allowed to take part. This run is for participants who have some experience in running long distances. It is 8 kilometres long. We suggest runners practice at least a few weeks before the race. Runners will start at the park entrance on Cotton Tree Drive.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening paper.